Lightning flashes across the cracked ancient painting of a face. Icon Productions. A man in a black suit and sunglasses carrying a briefcase steps into an empty space, puts down the briefcase, then a solid iron logo drops on him hard enough to crack the ground. Heavy Duty Entertainment. Something looms in dim green half-light. Icon Productions presents a Sakasegawa and Heavy Duty Entertainment production. The dim light plays over a lumpy shape with short spines on its curved surface. Letters half hidden behind intertwined branch-like structures spell out the title, Infestation. Presented with audio description, written and voiced by Roland Beer. Credits appear over a half-lit tangle, insectoid limbs and antennae. A swarm of blurred insect-like figures streams through a dimly lit cave. A huge insect head looms up with large antennae. The half-light shines off smooth, spiky insect limbs. Another vast insect head has beady eyes and fang-like mandibles. Insect limbs have thorny spines like a rosebush. The body slithers like a slow-moving snake. There's a huge, dense tangle of limbs and bodies. More insect forms lurk in shadow. A body has a knobbled, leathery surface like armor. More figures lurk, armored and angular in shadows. And two creatures, with horned antler mouthparts, advance slowly. An office of work cubicles is still and quiet. Surfaces and slumped people are draped in a covering of fine web, like net curtains. A web-covered human form sits slumped on the floor. Something scuttles across the room. A shadow falls over the sitting figure, then a long insect proboscis clamps onto its victim's chest and starts sucking. Sun shines on a busy town.
Hello?
I knew it. Late again, aren't you?
Dad? No, I'm in the elevator. I might lose you, actually. Why'd your number come up private, Dad?
Because I blocked it. I go out of my way to get you a job, which wasn't easy with that gaping hole in your resume.
There are no hole. I was working in Mexico, Dad.
Oh, bartending doesn't count in the real world, son. And now it's my good name you're smearing.
Nothing's been smeared. There's no smearing of any kind, okay?
I'm just glad your poor mother, God rest her soul, isn't alive to hear
it's
this.
It's been a month, okay? You're not allowed to use her in our petty little arguments, Dad. Dad, can you hear me? Hello?
Jesus Christ!
Nice of you to join us.
Oh, yeah, I think I just met my future wife, actually.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Tom.
Yep. That doesn't count.
The guy sneaks to his desk and puts on a phone headset.
Yeah, clinically tested.
Maureen would like to see you.
No, we accept all major credit cards,
You're not
cards,
fooling
sir.
Anyone. Maureen's been looking for you.
Did she say why?
No. But I assume the goodwill train has derailed.
Yo, Ed.
What? This little game, dumb.
You're right. Oh, wait, seriously, about yesterday.
The guy, Cooper, taps on his keyboard as overweight Ed snorts and lumbers off. Cooper takes off his headset, gets up, and trips on the thin cable. He smooths down his greasy dark hair, then pretends it's an afterthought to stop at a female colleague's workstation.
Boston's ace.
Hey, Cooper?
Cooper ignores his colleague.
Damn. Another point.
Just give me 5 more minutes.
Point. I'm filing. I'm busy. We'll talk on Monday.
I'll be right down, sweetie. Sit down.
Clutching some papers, Cooper sits in front of Stern Maureen's desk.
Quality Control emailed me this.
I think I should quit.
I'm about to fire you.
I'll still give you 2 weeks.
Thanks, but I don't want him. I have an appointment to get to.
Maureen fetches her coat as Cooper fidgets uncomfortably.
You know, I stuck my neck out because I knew it was a difficult time for you and your dad. To repay me, you show up late, turn away callers, get everyone playing games on the floor.
They put their hands over their ears against the noise, and an intense light flares. Ants crawl over a half-eaten donut. A huge insect proboscis sucks on a web-covered victim. A huge pincer-like claw hovers next to another. Then a proboscis sucks on a cheek. Green liquid dribbles from the victim's web-covered head. Then the human-sized insect scuttles off. The web-covered person stirs, nose flattening against the strong, fine material. Then Cooper pulls himself free and struggles out of his gossamer cocoon. He collapses, gets to his hands and knees, then looks up. He vomits up white goo. His eyes widen. There's a giant insect lurking behind a desk in front of him, its mandibles twitching. Cooper shrugs off the last of his cocoon. The insect darts off. Cooper runs fearfully through the office and trips over, landing next to a groaning cocoon. The insect monster trots up behind Cooper and leaps. Cooper rolls over, trying to fend off spiky, antler-like mandibles. A long proboscis pokes out from the creature's head, probing into Cooper's flesh. Cooper throws the collar off him, ripping off a mandible, which he brandishes as a weapon. He stands up. There's another one right above him, hanging from the ceiling. Bigger than most men, the monster drops onto Cooper's back. He stumbles around, knocking over a rack of pill bottles, then slams his six-legged attacker against a wall. He staggers forward to a peak agility and slices off an insect leg. They wrestle, falling to the ground. Cooper rams an umbrella into its side. Then the insect beats a retreat. It gets the umbrella handle caught on a desk, which pulls the weapon out of its abdomen. Catching his breath, Cooper looks around in a daze.
Hello?
He props himself up against a stack of boxes. Cooper approaches a cocooned colleague and peels open the web over the face.
Maureen, it's Cooper.
Hey, Maureen.
Hey. Hi. Hello? Hi. Hey, everything's gonna be... It's gonna be okay. You know, my watch says it's the 26th, so I think that means we've been out since Friday. Hey, Ed, Wake up, big guy.
I don't remember any break-in. What do these people want?
I got in a fight with a giant bug. Yeah. About yay big. About 3 feet long.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's normal. Get that out of there.
What's happening?
Where are we?
In the office? What's the last thing you remember?
Morning meeting. Conference call with... Oh, my God, Sarah. I have a daughter.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm really worried about
She's outside in a car. She was picking me up.
Hey, wait! Maureen, there could be more things out there!
More what?
The landscape grounds outside the office are littered with human cocoons.
Maureen, stop. Look, it doesn't feel good out here. We should go back inside.
Sarah!
Is that your daughter?
Yes.
In that car? Okay, all right, look. I'll go get her. I'll go get her, and then we'll all go back inside together, okay? I'll be right back, okay?
There's a cocoon inside the car.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello? Hi, lady. Hey, come on, we gotta get up. Hey, come on. Come on. Okay, come here. Okay, come here. We gotta go right now, okay? Okay, you all.
Oh, my baby!
No, Maureen! All right, hey, look, we gotta get you out of here. Get these off.
Let me go.
Get them off. Come here. No, no, I'm
Stop
trying
it.
To help you.
Let me
I'm
go.
Trying to
what
help
have
you.
They done to us?
The young woman sprays mace on people's face. A vast flying insect carries Maureen off.
We gotta get out of here right now. Come on, you gotta get us inside somewhere. Right now. Come on. I can't see.
They run, pursued by ground and air bugs.
Well, slow down. What?
They're cut off by more scuttling horrors. Cooper blunders into a dustbin. They fall over. The bugs are more interested in the bin than the humans.
Oh, my God. I can hear them.
Sarah clamps her hand over Cooper's mouth, then activates the alarm of her car across the street. The bugs trot over to investigate.
Which building?
Doesn't matter.
Upstairs, Sarah looks out of a window as Cooper recovers from the mace.
What happened to my mother?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Is she dead? What do you know?
Look, I've been awake 10 minutes longer than you.
Right.
What are you doing? No, I made that mistake already.
Now's not the right time to be waking people up, okay?
You ever hear of teamwork?
You know, anything can happen when you wake somebody up. It's a big responsibility.
These are human beings in cocoons.
I know.
We can't just leave them like this.
I know, but you wake everyone up and you gotta give an explanation, you know? And then everyone goes off on their own tangents. So I'm thinking the safest place for these people would be in the cocoons, you know what I mean? Oh, shit.
A big guy has Sarah by the throat lifting her off the floor. Cooper still can't see. He breaks a broom across the guy's back and gets punched in the face. He goes down, then a bug shoots him.
Please!
The bug's got Cooper's trainer in a firm grip. Then a cash register smashes the bug's head to a white, gloopy pulp. Cooper nods his thanks to the big guy as Sarah gets her breath back.
Now can we chill the fuck out? All right, get our bearings, form a plan. What are you doing? Why would... You're really going to wake people up after what just happened to you?
I'm waking everyone in this room.
What is she?
Okay, I know this is all very confusing. Cooper and I don't have many answers for you. But what we do know is that there seems to be bugs, like this dead one on the floor, crawling all over the place. And there are flying ones, too.
Oh, something's moving out there. Something just came out of that storm drain.
Oh, gross.
See it? Right over there. Those are huge, man.
Who's in charge here? I mean, who do we listen to, you know?
Listen up. I got a truck outside. It's diesel. It's strong as an ox.
Starting an engine could be a bad idea. They like noise.
We could wait it out. Stay here. Someone more... equipped than us should be working on this.
What if they ain't?
If we woke up as many people as possible,
we could be too much for them to control.
Well, they controlled all of us at some point, or we wouldn't even be in this situation, would we?
He's right. Yes.
How close is your truck?
Right out front.
Hey, dude. Feel better?
A cop comes out of the toilet.
Puking's normal. You got some on your shirt there, actually.
I understand.
Did you reach anyone on the radio?
Let's just all sit tight, everybody.
Listen to me, jackass. We're not going to be sitting tight.
Stand down, sir.
Oh, stand down? What, are you going to fucking shoot me, tough guy, huh?
I'm not going to tell you
what
you're going
to do, sir. Hey, I'm not standing down.
Well, you're not
going to
guys! Can we not go all...
Thunderdome on everybody, yeah?
Hey, can you just tell us, you know, if anybody answered the...
No. Nobody is out there.
I'm leaving. Me too.
To where?
I'm going to the North End.
Good idea. My brother and his wife live there.
Fun. Let's move.
The blonde trucker, armed with a stick, leads the mixed group out of the building.
So quiet.
The trucker gets into his cab, followed by a dark-haired guy with a beard. Sarah approaches the North End blonde.
Hey. Sorry. I hope you know what you're doing.
Come on.
Okay.
The blonde looks at Sarah, Cooper, the cop, a big guy, and a janitor.
We live just north of here. You think it's a bad idea, too?
The truck pulls off, then stops. The blonde gets back out, rejoining the group.
It's your funeral, lady.
As the truck pulls away, a bug advances on it and gets squished under the wheels.
Come to pop. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Maybe they had a point, you know? It's a big truck.
Damn it!
The blonde runs after the truck. A flying bug slams into the driver's side of the truck. The dark-haired guy jumps out and breaks his leg, the bone piercing the skin as he lands. The blonde dithers, and green-faced Sarah runs to help.
Hey!
The trucker bashes the air like a tire iron. Sarah runs past the blonde as the truck leaves off with a giant bug pinned to the driver's cab. Another bug hits the cab head-on, shattering the windscreen. And the truck swings round in a U-turn, as Cooper also rushes to help. The truck is plucked out of the cab and whisked off.
No!
The driverless truck runs over the guy with a broken leg and narrowly misses Sarah. The cop fires at the airbag, which drops the trucker. He slams down on the edge of a roof, then plummets to the ground. Cooper grabs the blonde and drags her out of the path of the runaway truck. They dive between two cars. The truck follows, smashing into the cars, but coming to a stop. The cop grabs by the foot and fires point blank at the bug, which then grabs his wrists. The Sarah drives to help as the bugs swarm around the cop. The janitor stops the big guy from going to help. Then an airbug lands on his back, stings, and flies off. They all run indoors as an airbug crashes into the guard's entrance.
Hey, that thing sting you?
Bastard snuck up on me.
What do you mean, stung you? Let me see.
It's nothing.
Well, then show me.
The janitor raises his shirt. There's a neat hole in his back.
I just missed your spine.
How do you know what you're doing?
I'm a doctor. How do you feel?
Pissed off!
Shh! I'm fine.
What do we do now?
Perhaps we need some perspective. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Let's go.
Sit.
Okay.
A slim Asian woman leads the way upstairs. They emerge in the sunshine on the roof and look around nervously. Across town, a great funnel-shaped column of smoke's billowing into the air.
It's a fire.
No, the smoke would be black.
It's the sunset, then.
No, that's east. The sunset's over... Jesus.
Oh, God.
What is that?
It's a swarm of them.
It looks like it's headed away from us, at least.
Maybe they think that they've dealt with this quadrant.
Well, do we stay here? Do we go somewhere? I mean, what are we doing?
I still say the government's got to be doing something.
What do you want to do, wait around for FEMA? Oh,
there's an Air Force base in Gibsonton.
Holy shit, my dad's in Berwick. That's halfway to Gibsonton. No, he's got a bomb shelter. Okay, it's got, like, food, water, medical supplies, shortwave radio even.
Is he some paranoid nut job?
Pretty much, yeah. He's retired military, so... But anyway, look, if we walk tomorrow, we can get there by tomorrow night, you know, by dark. Berwick is northeast from here. It's, That way. Or that way.
Anyway, it's away from that swarm.
We got about an hour of daylight left. I say we find a room where we can all...
These things won't quit.
The blonde cuts and runs as a squadron of air bugs heads for their roof. Everyone but the Asian girl heads for the door. She stands in full view and waves as the bug formation flies past, then calmly turns back to the group.
There's one advantage we have.
They're blind.
Yeah, well, maybe we should find out more.
A ground bug hesitates on a pavement. It scuttles into a building and into the janitor's storeroom to investigate the stereo there. The doors slammed and bolted behind it.
Looks like a mutant lobster.
Yeah, let's melt some butter and have an old-fashioned...
Whoa, okay, he's not liking this very much. Okay, so what now?
We milk it. Excuse me?
Like a snake, we get it to bite into a container and I'll examine its venom.
What are you?
A student. Shiatsu massage.
I'm gonna pretend that makes sense.
If there's a drugstore nearby with supplies that I can use, I'll go get them. And you collect the venom?
Whoa, you want us to do that?
You'd rather go outside?
No. We got it. Hugo.
Big Hugo follows the shiatsu student.
We're doing this?
The janitor places a towel over a waste bin, holding it in place with a bungee cord. The blonde watches as Sarah and Cooper prepare to open the storeroom door. Cooper has his hands on her waist. Sarah glances at him.
I'm spotting you.
Put your hands on the door. We'll use our feet to brace it.
Okay, I just thought the floor's a little slippery, so I thought...
I think it'll work.
Okay. Crack it open.
A jagged jaw pokes through the narrow opening.
Yeah, push!
Come on.
Hold it!
Yeah, that's right.
The proboscis plunges through the towel.
I remember bits of the day before, but nothing about the morning it must have happened.
My mind's Swiss cheesed, but I get flashes of things. Driving to work, you know, and calling Hugo for lunch, and you standing above me.
I remember being fired. And then a noise, like a high-pitched, like a dog whistle.
It hurt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it hurt. Yeah.
I thought it was a fire alarm. And then the person in front of me in line doubled over. And then I just fell to the floor.
They all stare at the blonde as she walks around, laughing.
It's a sedative, but it's a protein, too.
How'd you figure that?
Well, it kept us sleeping, and pregnancy tests, they detect complex proteins. I just used one of those.
I never would have thought of that.
Why do they want to keep us alive?
Fresh meat?
There's red gas gathering on top of the janitor closet, too.
Like in the sky?
They exhale it, but I don't know what it is.
Tomorrow, when we go to Cooper's dad's house... We've got to stop by my place.
Mama's sick.
Well, I want to see my brother.
Okay. We can work that into the plan.
You know about the plan? I've been doing some thinking about my dad's, and,
Everyone stares expectantly at Cooper.
Forget it. Sorry. Just... I'm tired.
Okay, I think it's best that we start preparing for night. We'll work out a watch schedule and rotate every hour.
Cooper helps Hugo place a heavy desk as a barricade across the door to the room they're in.
Ow. That's crazy. You're not even sweating. I know it's been only one desk, but you're a pretty strong guy, huh? So you hear okay with the AIDS? The hearing AIDS, yeah? I had ear infections as a kid. So I'd lose my hearing, you know, a couple weeks at a time. It wasn't the pain that bothered me so much as, it was a little lonely, that's all.
Hugo gives him a nod.
Hey, what's the holdup?
Just feng shuiing our hideout, man. On three. 1, 2, 3.
The blonde looks at her reflection in a mirror and touches her face. Sarah joins her in the ladies' room.
We were looking for bedding in the employee lounge, and I found these.
Congratulations.
They're for you, actually. I noticed you're in heels.
We'll be doing a lot of walking. Heels are loud.
She brought a pair of trainers. The blonde gives her an unfriendly stare.
You get what's happening here, right?
The blonde gathers up her makeup and walks out past Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah's left standing thoughtfully. She emerges from the ladies and sits on a sofa as Cooper lights up a cigarette.
Hey, you want one of these? I found them in a desk.
I don't even smoke, you know? I figure, what the hell?
What a day, huh? Hey, did you come to our office Christmas party?
Nope.
Are you on Match.com? Sorry, I just keep thinking that I know you from somewhere. I don't know. Maybe your mom had your picture in her office or something.
Maybe.
Can I sleep with you tonight? I meant near you. Okay? I barely know you.
Ugh.
Suit yourself.
The others look worriedly at Cooper as he coughs on the cigarette.
That's really good. I'm okay. I got this area covered.
Sweet dreams.
Sarah settles down to sleep. Torchlight illuminates a kitchen. Cooper opens a cupboard containing assorted packets and selects an open box of crackers. A pinboard is covered in photos and notes. Cooper shines the torch on them as he munches. Cooper stares at a note that says, "Jeff, bring more coffee." He reaches into the box for another cracker and pulls out a cockroach. He drops the box and more roaches crawl out.
Disgusting. Oh, Jesus! Oh. You scared the shit out of me. Oh, my God. I peed a little.
Well, I couldn't sleep. I thought maybe I was hungry.
Well, you definitely don't want anything in here. That's for sure. I got a protein bar in my jacket.
The blonde stares and follows Cooper back to the main room. He rummages in his jacket and pulls out the snack.
You know, I work at WLBZ.
Oh, you're the weather lady. Oh, that's awesome.
You know, we could go there. I mean, they're hooked up to communication satellites all over the world. We could see how widespread this is.
Yeah, well, we should bring it up to the group in the morning.
Well, I mean that we could go.
That's... We can't leave them, though, right?
No. I didn't mean...
That's okay.
I just...
Hey. Look, it's gonna be okay, right? We're gonna figure this thing out.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
I am so glad that we found each other.
Cooper's baffled as she gives him a hug. He doesn't hug her back. Sarah wakes up.
What are the chances, you know?
Cooper looks to Sarah for help. She waves dismissively. The weather girl tries to kiss Cooper. He avoids her lips. Sarah turns over and goes back to sleep.
Right. I should focus on lookout. Blueberry. Okay.
The blonde takes the bar and turns away from Cooper. Next morning, the captive bug is going frantic in the storeroom. Everyone jumps to action stations. Cooper bumps his head on the desk he was sleeping under. The blonde opens her eyes. The janitor takes on the bug with a broom handle. It climbs the walls and jumps up and covered at him. But he rams the long handle through the beast's head.
What was it doing?
Calling for help.
Okay.
The blonde looks up, hearing the knocking, and her eyes widen with fear. She gets up from her bed on the floor, staring at the ceiling and the balcony level surrounding the atrium they're in. Then whirls round in shock. It's just the others coming back from the storeroom.
Cindy?
time to go.
I won't be joining you. But it makes sense that someone remains, wakes up as many people as possible. It's what I need to do.
They all nod at Shiatsu Lady and glance at one another. Outside, bright sunlight filters through the trees. Cindy walks with Hugo and his father. Cooper jogs up to Sarah.
Guess you're kind of a loner, huh?
Me? What, because I'm 20 feet ahead?
That, and you haven't said very much.
What do you want to hear?
Tell me about your boyfriend.
Got it. Thank you for that.
Got what?
The final piece to the kind of guy you are.
Really? Wow, do tell.
You're shallow, solipsistic, pathologically witty to cope with family stress, father issues, obviously. You consider yourself spiritual, but that's just so you can meet women. Feelings weren't honored in your home, so you stopped developing them around 14, leaving you severely emotionally retarded.
I prefer challenged, by the way. You know, I tended bar in a little cantina down in Mexico. Got pretty good at reading people myself.
Take your best shot.
You grew up on a farm. The boys found you quickly. All those sticky fumblings in the back of a car. All the while dreaming of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the FBI.
Cute.
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yep. You like movies?
I'm gonna walk ahead now.
Fine. I'll just walk by myself.
They approach a drab building on a rundown street. Cindy looks appalled.
This is where you live?
That's right.
I'm gonna stay outside. Me too. I'll keep an eye on things.
Father and son enter their apartment. Cooper, waiting in the hall, peers inside the living room. It's neat and simply furnished. Cooper sneaks in and picks up a large dictionary and thesaurus from a pile of books on the coffee table. Cooper looks up solipsistic and finds it means the belief that only the self exists, egotistic self-absorption. Cooper's stunned and looks around. Next door, Hugo and his father are together at a bedside. Downstairs, Sarah pulls a note out of her jeans pocket. It's Cooper's telephone number. She frowns. Cooper comes out of the building and stands looking unhappy.
What's wrong?
Cooper ignores her and advances distractedly down the front steps.
I think she's dead.
What, from the cocoon?
They didn't web her, you know, they... I don't know, maybe it's because she was too weak.
Or she'd already died. You still have the smokes?
Yeah. Yeah, I still got, yeah. Hell yeah, I still got those smokes.
I picked the wrong time to quit.
They stand awkwardly, and Sarah glances over at Cindy.
I'm worried about her.
Cindy's standing in the street next to a cocooned body, calmly doing her makeup.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Hugo and Janitor Albert leave the building. Albert's got a shotgun.
Is that a gun?
Hugo's in the doorway. Sarah raises her eyebrows at Cooper.
I'll go talk to him. I'm really sorry, Al, but the gun, you know, if you use it, you know, there's only going to be more of them, you know.
Yeah, well, in case we run out of options, I want to know what's with me.
Cooper slows and lets Albert stride ahead. Sarah joins Cooper.
He's fine. He's fine. Yeah.
Come on.
Cindy and Hugo trudge past the pair.
I think it's just, you know, like a safety blanket, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like Linus, but with a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
They walk up a steep path to a house.
Chad? Susan?
Shh.
It's me! It's
There are cocoons on the driveway. Cindy stares at them.
Your brother's family? No. Neighbors.
Why are they here?
Why are they all gathered in a clump together?
Susan? Susan! It's me. Susan. Something carried them here?
Or dragged them.
Susan. Come on, wake up. Wake up, Susan. Can you see me?
Don't just stand there. Do something. Chad?
A huge spider creature with a man's body emerges from the garage, carrying cocoon. It rams a barbed leg through Susan's body. Sarah stops Albert from firing and gets flung against the fence. Albert attacks with the gun butt and gets floored. Hugo and Cooper go flying.
Chad, it's me!
Spider Chad's eyes are milky white and unseeing. It lifts Cindy up with spider legs and reveals a mouth full of needle-sharp teeth. Cooper buries a garden hoe in Chad's skull, spraying white crazy. Cindy drops, and Spider Chad whirls round and leg spears Cooper through the thigh. Cooper goes down, and Hugo rams a garden fork through Chad Bug's chest. Albert gets up and gives his son a hand.
You're killing him!
No shit!
Chad
finally goes down as Sarah picks herself up.
How bad?
Oh, I've done worse shaving. Oh, yeah, way worse.
As Sarah binds Cooper's wound, Chad twitches and splutters up white muck.
No more.
You sure?
I'm good. I'm solid.
Albert takes the glass of spirits poured for Cooper.
What the hell was that thing?
Some kind of hybrid. Us and them.
Look, I understand them wanting to eat us. But how does that fit into their plan?
It was doing a job. Yeah. Carrying little cocoons around, collecting them. I mean, that thing's screwed up.
That thing was my brother.
I know. I'm sorry. He seemed nice.
Just shut up. I've had enough of you people.
And even post-apocalypse, I am the drunk asshole.
Sarah pours booze into the wound.
God! A little warning next time, please.
That's gonna sting.
Oh. I get it. It's funny.
Listen, we're gonna go check the doors and windows. Make sure everything's locked up.
Come on, son.
Listen to me. This is really important. I need you to do me a favor. If I ever turn into one of those things, and you're holding the shotgun, don't hurt me. Just run away.
You know, I used to want something like this to happen.
Some kind of cataclysmic event, you know? It seemed really sexy for it to come down to, like, me, my dog, my woman, and a muscle car. We'd find a cabin in the woods and do our part to repopulate the planet. At night, we'd, like, tell our feral, spiky-haired little children stories of the before times.
When I was young, before I knew it wasn't a real job, I used to want to grow up and be a motorcycle girl.
That's awesome. Seriously, I could totally see you doing that.
Uh-huh. I have a confession to make.
Okay. Do you want a match.com?
No.
No? Oh, neither am I.
I'm not a medical doctor. I have my doctorate. I'm getting my doctorate.
In what?
Psychology.
Got it. Thanks for that. The final piece of the puzzle that tells me the type of girl you really are.
I stretch the truth because I don't like to be questioned.
Right. Okay. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. That was a question. I get it.
Hold still.
Wait. Okay. I gotta know a few things about you first. When's your birthday? I mean, what sign are you?
Are you stalling right now?
Stalling?
Yeah.
Why the hell? No, I just want to know what time it is.
Where's that? It's time to man up.
No, Okay. No, wait. Sorry, I really wanted to tell you something.
Sarah's ready to sew him up and is out of patience.
I lost my mom recently.
too. I know it feels, you know, I just wish that there was something more, you know, I could have done. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Albert hears crying, and carrying a candle, opens a door. Cindy's lying on a bed, cuddling a teddy bear. Albert pauses, then moves on. He washes his hands and face in a bathroom. The spirit bottle's on a shelf in front of him by the mirror. Albert retches and wonders what's going on. He's then racked by more spasms and drops to his knees. Sarah walks into the darkened kitchen, wiping her hands. She pulls out her keyring and switches on a torch. She shines it round the room. She opens the fridge, takes a bottle out, then closes the door.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Thought you hurt me.
No, I was, somewhere else.
Cooper okay?
Yeah. He passed out early on, which was probably for the best. How you doing?
Oh, fair to Midland.
Sarah opens her bottle of Bud and holds it up for a toast.
Na zdrave. We gotta get the world back on its feet, Al. Can't stand warm beer.
The way you took care of him? You'd do the same for my son, right?
Of course. Why would you ask that?
Never stop being a parent.
Albert swigs from his bottle. It's nighttime. The large modern house is in darkness. Cooper, leg bandaged, is crashed out on the sofa. A figure looms over him.
Cooper? Cooper. My brother wasn't a bad man. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, look, we all get that, you know?
I don't care what the others get. I only care about you. Chad. You looked out for me, you know? I'm wondering who's going to do that now.
Cindy drops her robe. She's naked with a centerfold figure. Cindy sits down next to Cooper and kisses him. Cooper avoids her eyes and pushes her away.
I'm not in the same headspace as you are, you know?
Yeah, but I could change that.
No. No, I don't want you to, okay? I know some really crazy shit has gone down, you know? Really heavy stuff. Ow!
Cindy spitefully grabs Cooper's bandage, then gets up. Next day, the group walk out into the sunny countryside. Cooper's walking with a stick.
You okay?
Yeah.
An ordinary spider scuttles along the ground. Sarah eyes it. Cindy stamps on it. The two women eyeball one another.
Hey, anyone else think that plume of smoke could be their nest?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense that they'd have a home base.
Seems like some kind of a focal point for them.
Sarah, please stop staring at the smoke.
If that plume is the nest, my mom could be there.
Even if we went, the chances that we would find your mom and make it out alive, I mean...
If somebody you loved were there, you'd go.
Well, someone who loves you might not want you to go.
Sarah eyes Cooper steadily, then looks away.
After your dad's, I'm not going to Gibsonton. I'm going to the nest.
Just be quiet. They'll pass by.
As an air bugs fly past, then Cindy notices Sarah.
Go to hell.
What?
All of you can just go to hell.
What are you doing? Cindy!
Here I am! Right here!
Cindy, please! Cindy!
Shut your mouth!
Come and get me! No.
Come on!
Cindy! Take me away!
Oh, God!
Be quiet!
No! I'm in charge now! Here we are! Five of us!
Cindy, God, help me! Don't shut up!
Cindy, if you don't shut up, they're gonna kill all of
God.
Us!
I want out of this nightmare!
Albert blows a hole in Cindy's midriff.
Al?
Sarah raises her hands, then Al blows a bug out of the air behind them.
She wouldn't shut up!
Run!
They retreat under the flyover as more bugs arrive. One lands right in front of Albert. He raises his shotgun.
Run!
A bug flies up behind Albert and grabs him. Cooper grabs the dropped shotgun and blasts the bug, which drops out. Hugo sprints forward and catches his father. As another flutter of beast dives into the attack, Cooper raises the gun and fights it out of ammo. On his back on the ground, Cooper fends off his adversary with the gun, which is clamped between its chomping mandibles. Sarah kicks it. Annoyed by Sarah, the bug grabs her instead. Cooper clings to her leg. Does as he's dragged into an abandoned van. The airbug whisks Sarah off towards the purple plume of smoke. Cooper, Al, and Hugo stare after her in shock. The three men walk together in the sunshine, passing occasional cocoons. Cooper leads the way with Al and Hugo a short distance behind. Cooper strides into a grand house with ornamented columns for gateposts and antique furniture indoors.
Hello?
Hugo ushers his father to a brown leather sofa. The older man sits. Cooper arrives with cans of beer, which he tosses to his companions. Cooper strides back into the living area and settles on a sofa opposite Al. Hugo's on a wingback chair at the end of the coffee table between the two sofas.
No sign of him?
No, no. He's in the den. He's webbed to his exercise bike.
Cooper fiddles with his beer can.
Don't you think you should go back there?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm prepping. I'm working up to it, okay? We shouldn't be sitting on these. They're for looks. Whatever, it's fine.
Lucy! Come!
Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? I just told you that they're sensitive to sound.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Lucy's gone.
Okay, I'm sorry, too. All right, you can't call for her, okay?
What if that was you out there?
Well, it's not me anymore, is it?
No, just your little sister.
Don't call her that. She's a dog. All right, she can take care of herself.
Oh, like hell she can. She's got a bow in her hair, for Christ's sake.
Short-haired and steely-eyed, Cooper's dad scans the garden.
You know, I can't believe this happened. Just when you were beginning to get your career off the ground.
Yeah. I'm gonna go make a meal, okay?
Dad gives a dismissive wave.
I'm sure you're hungry, too. Do you have any maps inside, Dad?
In my office.
And I'm allowed... I can unlock it. It's... Dad, I'm sure she's gonna turn up, okay?
Cooper shakes his head as his dad continues to make noise.
Lucy.
In his office, Cooper's dad takes a rolled-up map from a shelf. Cooper, sitting in front of the desk, stands up awkwardly.
Is that local? What are you doing?
I can't read a goddamn thing without my glasses.
All right, well, maybe I could take a look at it first.
Could you just wait for 8 seconds?
Cooper sits impatiently as his dad searches the shelves behind his desk. In dim lamplight, Cooper looks around at Al and Hugo, who are eating.
Hey, how's the food?
Al?
What?
How's the food?
Oh, yeah. Good.
God damn. I left him in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? Hey, Dad, before you go into the kitchen, can I see the map for a minute, please?
Without me showing you how? No.
How to read a map?
Properly, yes. We're just going to plot the quickest route to Gibsonton. I mean, that is the original plan, right?
The original plan was that, but, you know, now some...
The objective remains the same, correct?
There's been some unexpected occurrences.
Oh, Cooper, come on.
Dad, some real fucking serious shit has gone down.
Al pulls a tooth out of his mouth and goes into convulsions. Insect legs sprout out of his body.
Holy shit, Al.
Al's transforming into a vast 7-foot-high spider. Cooper's dad stares open-mouthed.
Al!
Cooper slammed into a glass-framed U.S. flag.
Please, Al, it's Cooper, let me go! Hugo's over there! Hugo's right over there, Al! We're all friends!
Put him down!
Al, remember your wife? Yeah, Mary!
That's right!
Hugo grabs a pistol at Cooper's dad, and a spider owl releases Cooper. Hugo shoots down the horror that was his father. Hugo collapses to his knees.
Don't we do?
I think we should get out of here.
I think those gunshots loud enough to...
An airbug crashes in through the window. Cooper's dad grabs the gun.
No, Dad, don't fire that gun again, okay?
Fine! I'll tase his ass.
The winged monster rises up, mandibles thrashing. Cooper grabs a sword. Hugo has a long pipe, and Cooper's dad fires the taser electrodes into the bug.
Wow. It's working.
Die, you bastard, really die.
The bug explodes, showering the trio with white gloop.
God damn it.
He got that bad. I'm okay, really. I didn't really get...
His dad smears Cooper's face with goo. There are noises upstairs.
Let's move.
Upstairs, Dad recoils in horror.
Lucy?
It's not Lucy anymore, Dad. What are you doing?
Lucy! Weenie, Lucy! Weenie!
It's not gonna work, Dad.
Weenie! See? Get the weenie, Lucy! Gee, Lucy!
The tiny dog spider monster runs after the squeaky toy.
Come on,
Hugo's blade flies off and buries itself in the wall by Dad's head.
That was meant to be decorative. Come on!
Hugo spears a bug with the pipe shaft.
Come on!
They all drop down a hatch into the cellar as a massive bug's attack. They listen apprehensively to the noises above them. Dad steps away from the hatch, nodding thoughtfully.
Okay. Good night!
Dad pulls a switch, and everything goes black. Cooper's back at the morning it all started.
You hear me? Hello?
Jesus Christ! You could have killed me, lady!
Yeah, that's what happens when you wander blindly into the street.
What? I was about to cross!
Yeah, illegally.
Illegally? Are you drunk?
Are you deranged? God, I am parking.
Okay, you can't park in front of the fire hydrant. You see it right there?
Wow, nothing gets past you. All right. Why don't we just call it even?
People like you, honestly. Oh! Hey, pick a lane!
The driver who nearly ran Cooper down was Sarah.
Hey,
listen. My number. In case you decide there's any damage to the front of your vehicle.
Oh, okay. And you just happen to have it written down?
That's a fantastic question. No. Mm-mm. No, I was going to give it to the girl that works in my Starbucks. And I offered it. She said no. Can I get yours, too?
In case I want to sue you or ask you to dinner.
Sarah's expression softens and she half smiles.
How about this? Cooper. I'll leave it so that I contact you if I decide there's damage.
Well, I hope you do.
Cooper!
Cooper wakes up on a camp bed in his dad's cellar, which is stacked full of military supplies. He walks in a daze towards the ladder which leads out of the cellar and climbs up into the living room. It's daytime.
Even in a crisis, you sleep late. I made some joke.
Cooper heads for the dining table, where Hugo is already sitting.
You know, I tried the shortwave this morning. A few automated distress signals, but no live broadcast. Never heard that before.
What's this?
Oh, yeah, those hearing aids, they got fried. The bug juice just toasted them. Now, Hugo and I are going to be ready to leave in a second.
And once you
put these on ASAP.
Cam? Dad, the bugs are blind, Dad.
Now, if we move at 5 miles per hour, we should make it to Gibsonton by sundown.
I think I should be involved in the decision-making from now on, okay?
Cooper, come on. You're here. You made it here. Well done. Bravo. Now, just drop your ego. Let me take over.
Drop? Dad, look, I was thinking last night, you know, I was going to say something I should have. I think I should go to the nest.
What?
See, that girl Sarah, she might be there, or she might not be there, but...
You have a plan to go to the nest?
No, I don't, but... Look, I think, Dad, I've never done anything in my life that merits, you know, I'm selfish. In fact, I'm solipsistic. That's a word. That's a real word. You should look it up in the dictionary. It's in there.
I'm aware it's a word.
Okay, well then, look, I don't expect you to go, but I really think I should go, and I don't think I can do it by myself. I think I need your help.
Well, I think it's a crazy idea.
Well, of course you'd say something like that. Of course you'd think it was crazy, because, you know, you feelings were never honored in our home.
Dad approaches the table and takes off the cook's apron he's wearing over his camo gear.
Let me tell you a little story. You're an idiot.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
It's
I'm
always
leaving.
A pissing
There's no time for this,
you, isn't it?
So I'm done.
Cooper strides out of the house into the sunshine.
All right, so what do you want? An apology?
If you did, then what would that be for, huh?
I have no idea. You know, you and your mother were always the hypersensitive ones. I don't have those needs.
Mom was not hypersensitive, okay?
See what I mean?
Would it kill you just to admit for 1 second that what I've done so far isn't terrible?
Cooper... You just don't make good decisions, all right? Somewhere along the line, you did not develop good logic skills. Are you going to take this innocent with you on your suicide mission?
Fuck. Hugo, you're going to stay with my dad. Thank you. You've saved my life a trillion times.
Oh, God damn it, Coop! He's following you!
Hugo, stay with my dad, okay?
Hugo hesitates, then keeps following.
He's still following!
Hugo, stay with my dad, okay?
Cooper, goddammit, this is idiocy!
Cooper pushes Hugo into a hedge. His dad sighs in frustration. Cooper walks back towards town, then stops, thinks... and goes for a pee up against a concrete pillar. A rifle is leveled at Cooper's head.
Unit 3 to base.
Go ahead.
I got one. Right in front of me.
We're ready for him. Bring him in.
Go.
Look, brother.
Move!
I don't want any trouble, okay? I gotta be somewhere, okay?
The unshaven guy lowers his weapon.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
The guy slams the gun butt into Cooper's gut.
I can do you right here. It makes no difference to me. Now start walking. Keep going.
Cooper hobbles off. He's locked in a cell at a police station.
You guys are cops?
Basically.
Well, basically, what the hell do you want with me?
Get you out of your misery, if need be.
Out of my misery? Would you stop pointing that at me, okay?
Que nadie me hace caso.
Hey!
Estos cabrones no saben de qué hablan, que están incorrectos.
Hey, hey, no one's talking to you.
Incorrecto?
Wrong? About what? They think we'll become bugs.
Bichos.
Hey, quiet! Look, I'm not gonna have any plotting on my watch, is that clear?
Nobody's plotting. Listen, you have to be stung to become a hybrid, okay? They'll swoop down behind you and get you.
Go ahead.
Thought I told you to meet me up front.
Yeah, okay. Well, we had an unexpected arrival.
There's only three of them. How long have you been here? 2 days. They found me in the woods. I'd collapsed. I ran from downtown. My group started there. We left behind an Asian woman. Did she wake you? No, but she was part of a group that did. There were 40 of us at one point. We woke a biologist. He and Leachy trapped a couple of the flying bugs. We didn't know the gas they expel is flammable. The explosion tore through the rooms we made safe. I managed to escape. I believe I'm the only one left. Cooper stares at the old man through the bars between their two cells. The old guy sits back down on his bed. Cooper sits thoughtfully on his. Sarah wakes up in semi-darkness and with difficulty reaches into her pocket and gets out her keychain torch. She shines it around. She's surrounded by cocoons. Sarah peers nervously into the darkness. A cocoon's being dragged along. Sarah clambers over cocoons to follow. She tears open a cocoon and finds a knife in a sheath.
Put him in with a new fish.
Put him in the Spaniard.
Dad winks at Cooper.
You have no idea who I am.
You're this close to being nobody.
Back up against the wall. Okay. Now!
Hugo becomes Cooper's new cellmate.
Come on, get in there.
Hey.
Watch it.
Relax. Hey, listen. Are you the one who's in charge here? Are you the one who's making the decisions? I gotta tell you something really important. There's a really easy way to figure out who will become a bug and who won't, okay? Listen, it's simple. You just check the lower back, okay? If you've been stung, it's just right here in the lower back. Just lift up his shirt, okay? And then we'll all be friends and stop fighting each other.
Shut the fuck up! Just shut the fuck up!
Okay.
No, I think the kid's right. Come on, take me first. These goddamn things are cutting into my wrist. This isn't rocket surgery here. Come on. You know, you can check us all and then we'll shake hands and we'll get to the work at hand.
Shut up! Go ahead.
Attaboy.
The hairy vigilante orders Dad to be checked. He's been stung. Cooper stares. Moving like lightning, Dad grabs the girl by the neck.
Daddy!
I'll snap her neck like a twig.
That's my daughter.
And that's my son.
Cooper gives a nervous wave.
All right, honey. You toss the keys over to him.
Baby.
Nice and easy.
Okay.
As Cooper reaches for the keys, the girl elbows Dad in the gut and throws him over her shoulder.
That's my girl! Waste him!
The hairy guy tosses his daughter's rifle. He's grabbed around the neck by a huge Hispanic spider crawler. The two vigilante guys blast the elderly spider monster.
Damn son of a...
Now don't!
Dad peppers the hairy guy, then the dark-haired gunman, as he tries to fire. He then frees Cooper and Hugo.
There must be a back door here.
Cooper and Hugo stand rooted to the spot.
Well, come on! It's gonna be Bugapalooza here in a second.
Dad drops his handcuffs on the floor and finds a storeroom.
Oh!
What?
Candy!
No, Dad. We have no time.
Maybe we do. If we're gonna go into that nest.
You wanna do that?
Hey, what happened to Albert's gonna happen to me. I wanna go out in style, my boy.
I don't think there's anything left, Dad.
Yeah, maybe.
He finds a pair of handcuffs.
What are you gonna do, make citizen's arrest?
He takes a heavy torch and some night vision goggles. Cooper grins weakly. Then Dad finds a pump-action shotgun.
Dad, we gotta go.
Yeah, I know. Well, hello.
He finds a bundle of high explosives with a radio detonator. They exit the police station looking around cautiously. There's a rack of bicycles.
Hey, Dad. Dad, let's use these. It's faster than walking, right?
And just as quiet.
Sarah makes her way down a dark, knobbly-walled tunnel. She enters a chamber, where a giant, pulsating ovipositor ejects a slime-covered white round egg down a hole in the floor. Sarah's eyes widen in horror. Cooper's trio cycle through the sun-dappled woods.
Hugo and I got about as far as the end of the street this morning. We passed this little dachshund, all webbed up. Well, I couldn't just leave it, so I unwrapped it. The little damn thing started barking its full head off. Trying to keep his mouth shut when I felt something drop down behind me. The damn little dog. It's pretty funny, actually.
You're enjoying this?
Yeah, sure. I'm in my element. Haven't had this much fun since Fallujah.
Fallujah. Am I adopted?
Tell me about this game.
What game?
The one Maureen was gonna fire you for?
It's pretty simple, really. You call out to somebody when their back's turned. You say their name, and then, well, when they turn back around, you pretend like you didn't. Huh. Dad, it's just fun, okay?
Yeah, if you're six. You know, your mother was proud of you. No matter how much I argued about how your life was directionless, she was always proud. I mean, I bitch about how you only had done 3 semesters at the college, but she said you always had to do things differently. She was proud of the fact that you made your own way, followed your own path. Oh, look out!
They skid to a halt, Cooper running into Hugo. In front of them, on a hillside, venting the column of purple smoke, is a vast rock, honeycombed with holes, a nest. Air bugs come and go.
Well, that's certainly going to lower property values.
What do we do once we're in there?
Find a weak spot. The area that'll hurt him the most.
And Sarah?
Sure, if we can. And we plant our bomb and run like hell.
In the nest, Sarah watches nauseously as a vast queen bug guzzles cocoons. A little boy spider enters the chamber. Sarah flattens herself against a wall. The boy bug senses her, turns sightless white eyes towards her, and stretches out a hand, touching her cheek. For a moment, seems to ignore her. The queen bug advances and Sarah crawls off down a smaller tunnel, clutching the knife and the torch. The bicycle team speed through the woods towards their objective. Dad falls off his bike and supports himself against a tree.
Oh, God!
Dad? Dad? Dad, what's wrong?
My stomach.
Oh, you should sit down.
No.
Dad, you gotta sit down.
No, I can't do it.
What? Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
I'd rather have you hate me than be dead.
No, no! Dad, no! Dad, you... Hugo! No! Hugo! Fuck! Dad, this is...
She's gone! The chances of Sarah being alive are zero.
Dad, you can't do this, Dad.
This is for you.
No, Dad, here. I want to do this, Dad. You don't understand.
Jeez.
Dad, you...
Now you get out of here when Hugo wakes up. and you go away as far as you can.
No, Dad!
I love you.
Then don't leave me here! Dad! God damn it! God damn it! Hugo! Damn it!
As Dad cycles off, Sarah crawls down the tunnel. At a junction, a bug scuttles past in front of her. Dad arrives at the towering nest. Dad clambers up to a ground-level opening, takes off his backpack, and gets out his equipment, including the explosives. He enters the nest. Sun filters through the forest canopy. Hugo's eyes blink open. He holds a hand to his ear and looks across at Cooper, cuffed to a tree. Dad makes his way cautiously down a tunnel. He puts on the night vision goggles. The knobbly walled tunnel ahead looks bright as day through the light-enhancing goggles. He advances slowly. A bug heads towards him. The bug completely ignores Dad. Cooper and Hugo arrive at the nest. Cooper's got the shotgun Dad left for him. Cooper looks into a tunnel.
It's so dark in here. It's pitch black. I don't know if we can...
Bugs burst out of the hole and take to the air. Cooper falls back into Hugo's arms.
We're okay. Okay. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Cooper braces himself, then finds his dad's pack and takes out the torch. He shines it into the tunnel.
Listen, hey, listen to me. I know you can't hear me, okay, but I need you to understand something. You don't have to go in there, but I do, okay? You don't have to.
Hugo leads the way.
And you're going anyway. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Wait a minute, start.
Sarah's still finding her way. Bugs scuttle past the end of the tunnel she's in. Hearing something, she takes firm hold of the knife and attacks around a corner.
Sarah? Sarah?
Yeah.
I'm Ethan, Cooper's dad.
Sarah hugs him, pressing on his freshly wounded arm.
Oh, my God.
Now, the way I came in, it'll take you to the outside. You take two lefts and a right, and you'll be quiet and be quick.
I can't find my mom.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. But please, you gotta get out of here now. She'd want you to.
You'll be right behind me?
No, I'm not leaving. I'm on a one-way ride.
I'm coming with you, then. I've seen the Queen. I can take you to her.
You know, I can see why you two get along.
Ethan nods decisively and puts the night goggles back on. He follows Sarah. Torchlight plays on a tunnel wall as Cooper and Hugo feel their way. Cooper's in the lead with the shotgun.
Hey, if we can separate...
Oh!
God, back up. Give me some space. Go that way.
Something writhes on the tunnel ceiling. Cooper and Hugo back away, falling into a store of beach ball-sized eggs.
Hugo, hey, are you okay?
A whole wide tunnel is full of eggs. As Cooper realizes where they are, a multi-legged grub hatches from an egg.
Holy shit. We gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here right now, okay? Hey.
Ethan steps into an empty chamber and removes his goggles.
She was here. I swear.
I believe you. Alright. Here. You're gonna be needing those.
He hands Sarah the goggles and goes to plant the bomb.
Alright. I want you to get out of here. And that's an order. No argument.
Sarah looks up at the chamber ceiling. Ethan gasps in terror as the queen attacks.
Oh, God, Ethan!
No!
Hey, Hugo!
Hey, come on!
Ethan fires as the vice centipede-like queen shakes him around with her jaws. He and the rifle drop to the floor.
We can't let her crush the bomb! Go on, girl, get it! Come on!
Sarah dives in front of the queen and grabs the bomb. Ethan's out of ammo. The queen rears to attack, then Cooper opens fire. Everyone covers their ears as the queen bellows her distress. All except Hugo, who watches puzzled as his companions writhe in agony. Air bugs swarm around the mast. Hugo grabs the bomb and tosses it in the queen's mouth.
Legs are fucked.
What?
I'll hold her back.
Ethan loads his rifle and opens up. It reaches into his mouth. He pulls out a tooth.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. See that? Hey, remember to floss. Now get out of here. Go! Go! Go!
Please!
As the wounded queen rides, more bugs advance into the chamber.
I love you, Dad.
Ethan looks up as his son leaves.
Son!
Yeah.
Cooper looks round. Ethan's not looking at him, then turns and grins.
So that would be a point for me?
Cooper nods.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Cooper!
Go! I'll meet you outside.
Ethan convulses, the spider legs sprout from his body. Cooper reaches for the top bomb detonator, then sprints away after the others. He crouches with his back to a wall and primes the radio control. Cooper presses the detonation button, but nothing happens. He reaches around the corner and presses again. Still nothing. He heads back to the chamber and comes face to face with the queen. He turns and runs. He panics, getting lost, hearing more bugs approaching. Cooper opens up the back of the radio control. No batteries. Cooper stumbles down tunnels in a complete flat. He can see the others at the exit. He unscrews the torch as the queen looms up behind him, runs, falls, and drops the batteries. He frantically loads them into the radio control and hits the button. Cooper's dragged out as the explosion lights the insect gases in the tunnels, and fire tears through the nest. The whole vast structure goes up in a fireball, scattering debris. Bright white light engulfs the screen, then fades. Cooper slowly wakes up. He's wrapped up in bed. Sarah's looking down at him with a quizzical smile. Hugo beams.
Oh, I had the scariest dream.
Bugs?
No, I was eating pralines and cream ice cream, but you told me it was mint chocolate chip. And you were lying, but it wasn't you, it was Hugo. Hugo was you. And you sat down and played this wonderful Chopin piece on the piano for me. But it sounded more like death metal.
Yeah. Speaking of tearing things...
We need you to hear something.
Hugo wheels Cooper's hospital bed to the window, which Sarah opens.
No buzzing?
Nothing's moved for hours.
Cooper looks out at the sunny day.
That's awesome.
Outside, they open up cocoons.
So, we're like an item, right? I mean, you know, I just want to slap a label on it before we wake up somebody far cooler than I am. That's all.
Is that even possible?
Cooper thinks about this for a moment, then points at Sarah, indicating good point. Sarah points back in agreement.
So you're my motorcycle girl?
Yeah, something like that.
Awesome.
Look!
Hugo points down the street. Sarah shades her eyes against the sun, and Cooper whirls round.
Whoa!
Holy shit.
The screen goes black. The end.